Well, you know, and a lot of people know, and if you don't know, you've listened to an ag hearing and heard me say, I represent the salad bowl of the world. And that means that we have all sorts of crops. I mean, it's very diverse in more ways than one. As you mentioned, the geography, the politics, let me tell you, but also our agriculture. I mean, you name it, we grow it. And so obviously being its number one industry in that area, although when people think of the Central Coast, they think of Big Sur, they think of our beauty. I'm making it a point that people know about our bounty, what we have there, and boy, do we have it. You name it, we grow it, and that's why we have a lot of interests that I have to represent out here on the Ag Committee, even on the Ways and Means Committee, dealing with the Trade Subcommittee that I'm on. So it's important that I continue to stay not just in tune there on the Central Coast, but continue to fight out here for what's important for our specialty crops, which, as you know, take a little bit more and a little bit have a little bit more different needs than those crops in the Midwest. But the good thing is that on the work on the Ag Committee, and as you know well, it's a very bipartisan committee. We don't work to find our differences. It's easy, and we continue to build on our similarities. And I found that with a number of members, Republican members, members that don't have specialty crops, that have their row crops and their commodity crops. But lo and behold, we find our similarities. We work together because we know it's important to continue to feed our nation and ultimately feed the world. And that's what we do here on the Ag Committee, at least support our producers who do that, I should say.